This is Matt McGee here with Undead Times, hosted and produced by KFEI.org. Here today with
Lydia Stark
and Eleni Refeva,
just like usual.
Today is going to be a semi-diversive episode, but it's one that kind of fun, so we might as well. Today we will be playing metalcore and nothing but metalcore.
But first, of course, news. Today, Devin Townsend have released a new video to mark the album Empath coming out. Spirits Will Collide. Aronia James Dio Hologram Tour have sold more than 100 shows, and there is a new trailer for the tour and the announcements from Illusion Company that created and owns the hologram. The tour will begin on June 1st, but there are no more information released at this time. The funnest and most metal piece of news, though, I think is coming from Anthrax's Scott Ian and Brendan Small of Deathclock, who have composed a soundtrack to a pinball machine in a Black Knight franchise, Black Knight: A Sword of Rage. A huge show tonight at the Skyway, Baroness and Deathhaven will rock the floor. Can you even say rock the floor about the music? I don't know, shake the walls, it will shake the walls. Doors are at 6:30 p.m. and that's of course Skyway. And tomorrow, Metal Benefit is thrown together at least Liquor Lounge. That's a benefit for Autistic Self Advocacy Network with Omega Sequence, Coffin Rat, The Agora Minnesota, Promedal and Wolf Mask. 100% of the door will go to Autistic Self Advocacy Network. A good cause, and this is tomorrow, doors at 7, music at 8, 18 plus show. If you look for metal albums that are coming out, there's actually quite a few. So a few that chosen, Whitechapel, The Valley is out today. Obviously, Devin Townsend, Empath, as mentioned before. Yngwie Malmsteen's new offering, Blue Lighting, is also out. And Landskin have released Reprogram. Also a new abduction, All Pain as Penance. That's a one-man black metal project out of UK. Pretty damn good. And Falaise, I believe that's how you pronounce it, A Place I Don't Belong To. Looking back, the end of March always was a very big time for releases. Amorphis have released Tuonela back in 1999, and Edenbridge released Arcana in 2001, Havoc, Time Is Up in 2011, and In Flames have released Soundtrack To Your Escape back in 2004. So for the iconic track today, let's go with Withered from classic Amorphis offering Tuonela. We'll be right back.
So what's the first song we're playing today?
This first song is by Atreyu. It's called When Two Are One.
We'll be right back.
And the last track we heard was something by Crystal Lake, which I believe is a Japanese band. How curious.
That was Lost in Forever by Crystal Lake off their 2018-2019 album. The reason why I say this is because, yes, they are Japanese, and so their album did initially come out in November 2018 in Japan, but we had to wait till early 2019 to get here in the States. Seen live footage of them. Absolutely amazing live, and they packed their hometown shows. Before that, we had Atreyu, correct?
Yeah, I picked that song, but you taught me something brand new about it.
So the clean vocalist, at least the main one on that song, because it's actually their drummer that does the clean vocals, and that is the same live as it is in the studio. He actually has his own, I think, either alternative metal band or metalcore band that he does the main vocals for. But so yeah, it's the, just imagine if they're playing on stage. Main vocals is running around, jumping around. Then you have the drummer in the back playing some, for the most part, pretty intense drum beats, looking over to his side, singing into the mic.
That is pretty intense. And I want to remind you that Atreyu's song was When Two Are One?
Yes, absolutely, off of Lead Sails Paper Anchors.
All right, so our next song also has a little bit of unfortunate trivia bit going with it. So this next song is Cross Off by Mark Morton off of his solo album, and unfortunately but fortunately it features Chester Bennington from Linkin Park on it. This is one of the last songs that he had ever contributed vocals or lyrics towards, and Chester was a vocalist and a person that was known for how openly he discussed mental health, his personal struggles, and there was actually quite the controversy, not only controversy but speculation when this song was released, because news outlets, because they looked at the lyrics because the main video was a lyric video, and it's just quite the chilling and depressive lyrics when you think of the context that now follows it. But anyways, this is Cross Off off of Mark Morton's solo album. Hope you enjoy.
Cross off the days. So black out at night behind the lines. Keep staring down the sun and hope the light will finally bite your eyes and see it. Cross off the days gone by. Cross off the days gone by. Cross off the days gone by. Cutting you free. The phantom man was part of me. You have lived, you have lost. The separation's worth the cost. Heavy are the words that go unspoken. So black dog and I behind the lines. Keep staring down the sun and hope the light will finally bite your eyes and see it. Cross off the days gone by. Cross off the days gone by. Cross off the days gone. We'll be right back.
So to bring us back from the depressiveness that was that Mark Morton song we heard from Trivium.
That was Pull Harder on the Strings of Your Martyr by Trivium off their 2005 release Ascendancy. Honestly, that song is, there's quite the fun stories behind it because it is infamous for the misheard lyrics. His vocal definition was good, but for certain songs, it wasn't enough, so people had such fun. There's literally whole versions on YouTube where the lyrics are the misheard lyrics, and after you start seeing some of them, you almost instinctively think that when you hear the song.
Nobody even knows what the real lyrics are anymore.
Perfect case of can't unsee it.
And it's funny because Matt Heafy streams and he'll like occasionally do his guitar warm-ups or run through some Trivium songs or other covers on Twitch. And there have been times where this one and other songs that are infamous for the misheard lyrics, he will purposely say the misheard lyrics on stream and everyone in the chat freaks out because like he did not just do that. And then he'll laugh about it after and goes, yep, that's right, I just did it.
That's so good that Matt Heafy's a good sport about this.
Oh, totally.
I feel like there are a lot of vocalists that might be not such a good sport.
Offended about it. They're like, what do you mean? It's not that.
And anyways, the next one, I was surprised to see Dead Band on the list because they were one of the headliners, I guess, or one of the main stage acts on the very first open-air festival I have attended back in, 2005, I was at the Ozzfest down in St. Louis, Missouri, and Avenged Sevenfold was, I think, the third act from the headliner. System of a Down headlined. It was the only Ozzfest without Ozzy. So it was System of a Down, then Avenged Sevenfold, and then a whole bunch of other bands. So they actually were second. But what's the track?
This is The Art of Subconscious Illusion off of their first album that I think came out when they were in high school,
yes.
Called Sounding the Seventh Trumpet. We're about to play that for you here on A Dead Himes, hosted by KFAI.org.